Hello, you're watching Proactive. Joining me is Evan Soane. He's the CEO of Recruiter.com. Evan, good to speak with you today.
Good to see you as well.
So, Evan, you've released operational and preliminary financial highlights for the fourth quarter of 2021, and it looks like it was a pretty good quarter and also good year for Recruiter.com.
I couldn't be happier. You know, we set it out at the beginning of the year in 21. With really three goals: getting onto NASDAQ, achieving monthly recurring revenue of $3 million by the end of the year. We had a revenue target internally of 18 to 20 million, and then really getting our cash burn in order, certainly on a cash basis, on a P&L pre-EBITDA basis, adjusted as well. And just could not be more excited. The fourth quarter results were just stellar. From our perspective, growth in all the right areas, 40% overall growth. But more importantly, our recurring software revenues actually grew by over 60%. Our on-demand business grew by 60%. So just really could not be happier.
And in fact, 166% overall growth for 2021. So a really stellar year altogether.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we really proved out, you know, where we were a year ago. Think about our on-demand business. Really looks a lot like Uber. But instead of a driver, it's Uber for recruiting or talent acquisition professionals. And a year ago, we were just, you know, budding, if you will, like a flower. And here we are, you know, imagine if our on-demand business was a complete standalone business, what the valuation of the company would be. We actually have, you know, hundreds of recruiters out on assignment now. They're all 1099. They're all capitalizing on our new partnership with Deel. To really benefit from the gig economy. And we're really running a gig economy platform for talent acquisition professionals.
So you didn't mention anything about profitability or EBITDA. How's that looking?
So again, keep in mind, these are all preliminary and unaudited financials. We did report at the end of Q3 that our gross profit was around 38%. It was increasing quarter over quarter. Our operating expenses were around $1.3 million. So if you take a look at the numbers of where we were in December, you can really sort of calculate that we are, you know, a hairline away from profitability. And again, to me, we should be investing in our business to grow the business. We just want to prove that we could do it organically. And 100% of the revenue that we generated, 100% of our growth in Q4 was organic. So just amazing to look at. And just, you know, kudos to the team, just looking at the investments that we made in Q3 and really seeing those pay off in Q4.
Maybe taking a look at the market where you're operating, Evan, because we've seen U.S. employment stats with the unemployment rate declining to 3.9%, but there have been misses on the actual payroll rises. So, for instance, only 199,000 jobs created in December. Do you look past the monthly numbers at the overall trend?
Yeah, you know, so one of the things that we're going to be touting, you know, really in the media over the next like 30 days and 60 days, is that the actual cost of hiring is by no way means just that number of 199, the new jobs created. The equivalent would be, Stephen, if I said that, gee, the health of the housing market is based on how many new homes are being built. Well, that's not an indicator, right? You would say mortgage applications, people selling their home, moving into new homes, et cetera. Now, clearly, new homes being built is one fundamental component of the housing market. It's building more supply, but that doesn't tell you the health of the housing market. What that number 199 shows you is how many new jobs were actually created. If I told you that 6.7 million people were actually hired in November of 21 versus a year ago was 6 million, that's the important number for us. How many people are getting hired on a monthly basis? So not how many new jobs are getting created. You know, we get paid. Our money comes from the churn, the movement of employees. So whether it's the tight labor market, the great resignation, the job hopper economy, all these things are getting people to move from company to company, the work from anywhere, the hire from anywhere. All these macro trends are making our jobs even more at the forefront. In fact, you know, Wall Street Journal came out with an article of the surge in recruiters, the demand for actual recruiters, and we are really at the epicenter of those things. But if you look at that number, 6.7 million people, that actually means that $3 billion more on minimum was spent hiring in this past June, this past November, than was actually hired in the November before. That's an incredible amount of money that's being spent. We're actually going to be predicting over $50 billion spent more this year to hire than in 2019. And that's really as a result of just the many more people that are becoming, moving from job to job and getting hired on a monthly basis.
You chatted to Christine just before Christmas about your predictions for 2022. And of course, you mentioned that $50 billion. Refresh us, how will spending by employers look this year compared to pre-pandemic levels?
So the 44, so this is a public number. If you Google search, what is the cost to hire? The average cost to hire a non-executive employee is $4,425. And an executive employee, so meaning a non sort of lower level of role, is around $14,490. So pretty widespread there. We expect that number, when the 22 numbers come out, will actually be a lot higher, the actual cost to hire. And you think about not just the cost to hire, because companies have to look at more and more people, there are more people leaving. I have to look at a lot more candidates because people are taking jobs in the last second. All of a sudden you have ghosting of people not showing up to even their first day of employment. All these things are actually happening at a much more rapid basis than ever before. So we expect the actual cost to hire to increase. And then the number of people that are actually going to be hired is going to be a number far, far exceeding any prior years, the actual number of people getting hired on a regular basis. You know, you look at the numbers pretty simple. And you talk about trends. The average churn in the U.S. for voluntary churn in the U.S. was around 22%. That was the annual churn. So 150 million employees in the U.S., 22% churn. That number could be as high as 30% or higher by some economists. You look at those numbers and you're looking at a very, very serious amount of money being spent by companies of all sizes on hiring talent. I'd probably say to your audience, you know, every company needs to be thinking about talent acquisition, very much the same way that in the 2000s, every company started thinking about security. Right? The larger companies have a chief security officer and a security department, IT security, network security, et cetera. And I think that every company, large and small, are going to be having resources allocated towards talent acquisition.
How about remote and hybrid working? Are they here to stay? How are you seeing the trends at the moment?
Yeah, absolutely here to stay. And I think that what it really does is now companies historically had to balance out their culture and their values based on their staff, right? So if 22% want to work remote and 35% want to work hybrid and the balance want to only work in person, they had to balance out those values. What's actually happening now, companies can rehire, right, assuming they're building up their staff based on the company values and based on the structure that they want to have internally. So you have Shopify that says, we are going to be 100% remote. And they're now able to hire engineers from Facebook and Google, et cetera, to Shopify headquartered in Ottawa, Canada. And meanwhile, you have JP Morgan that says, we're only going to hire for people that want to come in person. So these companies get to, you know, no longer have to balance. They can actually just decide the direction that they're going to have. And so that's really going to increase this overall work from anywhere. And we really believe that work from anywhere is certainly going to morph into hire from anywhere. Because if I can hire someone remotely, why do I care whether they work in Nebraska or whether they work in overseas in Europe or the Middle East or et cetera, as long as they're actually getting their overall work done. So we think that work from anywhere is going to morph into hire from anywhere. And we're certainly going to have the Shopify experience where companies are going 100% virtual to really ensure that they have certainly in the short term, a good class of talent for their labor.
Mm. Well, Evan, we're half a month into 2022. What's the year looking like for you so far?
Fantastic. We're doing great. You know, it's real exciting to see repeat customers. So we're seeing customers that were using us in 21. They're leaving for other companies and bringing us in. In their first phone calls. You know, we're really real excited to see for the year ahead. We're seeing companies expand. We track everything very closely, and it's always exciting to watch companies expand the services that they're using. You know, the supply chain of talent is a true supply chain. But it's a limited supply chain. You just can't spin up another factory to go make out more people. Now you could expand. You could start saying, gee, let's go hire from anywhere. That's going to increase that labor pool. But the reality is that the supply chain of talent is something that needs to be measured and monitored. And to go back what you said before, it's not just about new jobs. It's about this overall supply chain of talent and how it's moving around. And that cost is going to impact the U.S. economy at a very, very significant level. And as Recruiter.com, we're really at the epicenter of that entire conversation.
Well, I'm sure we're going to be chatting to you real soon, particularly when you release those full year results. But thank you very much for the update today.
Thank you, Stephen.
That's Evan Sohn. He's the CEO of Recruiter.com.